Technically, Roberts was convicted of wire fraud for receiving veterans benefits the government now says he doesn't deserve. In 1969, Roberts witnessed the death of a fellow Navy aircraft mechanic who was crushed to death while repairing a fighter jet. He was finally diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder in 1999 and awarded benefits retroactive to 1992. But when he petitioned to receive benefits retroactive to his discharge from the Navy in 1972, the VA filed fraud charges against him. His sister, Sally Herod of Radcliffe, Kentucky, says her brother never got a chance to bring witnesses to corroborate his claims.
There are people who have come forward that were there, that remember Keith being a part of it. His family, such as my mother and myself, that he had told the story to from the time he came home. And yet they seem to be able to find the people that were supposedly there who say, no, I don't remember Keith.
Robert's wife is working two jobs now to support their two children. Herod says Robert's conviction has been particularly hard on his daughter, who lost the VA benefits that were paying for her community college courses.
And those benefits were withdrawn, as well as that she's been told she has to pay it all back, and she can't get any other aid to continue with her schooling. So her life's at a standstill right now.
Herod says recent media attention to Robert's case has prompted some small donations to the legal defense fund she started, but the family's already about $50,000 in debt. Robert's appeal is pending in federal court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.